Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kubiak, first game as the OC here, sends in a call for second and four. Darnold, hit, is he going to go? The ball is loose. The 49ers have it. It's Bosa. Nick Bosa and the 49ers closing the door on the Seahawks.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That's Joe Davis of Fox. That was Nick Bosa's strip sack, sealing the week one win over Seattle. Bad news, though. Nick Bosa's torn his ACL, and he's going to miss the rest of the season. 49ers announcing that. Adam Schefter announcing that today. So, boy, just some bad news for the Niners after an uplifting win with some backups and young players.
Yeah, and you may throw something at me, Stoney, but I'll say this. We came in and they won the game 16-15. But if you told me you could lose the game and keep Bosa for the duration of the season, I'd tell you, let's hand us an L. We'll be 2-1. But Dibs just sent us a nugget too, Stoney. I don't know if you're aware. Bosa tore the same ACL in high school. Lost his senior season, partially tore it in high school. You know, but, I mean, man, that wow. I don't know why I came in here today thinking it would just be, at worst, 90 multiple weeks.
Yeah, Nick Bosa is going to miss the rest of the season with a torn ACL. Let's go to John. John's in Oakland, wants to talk about it, talk about the defense still, even though it's going to be missing Nick Bosa. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think I'm going to be able to help a little bit here with the optimism, okay, on a day when Guru, I know you're usually Mr. Positive and feeling a little down. So here's what I'm thinking. Here's the way I see this. I will take an unhealthy Nick Bosa with Robert Saleh as the coach and an inspired defense every single time over a healthy Bosa, a healthy Dre Greenlaw, and Nick Sorensen at the helm and all the firepower that they had last year. And on top of that, I think you mentioned earlier, Nick Bosa is irreplaceable. He is one of a kind, but we have seen some amazing stuff from the defensive line, and defensive lines are a unit. They are not a single player. And with the way Mikel is playing and the way Bryce Huff is playing, I think by committee, they can make a difference here. And, you know, I'm not a genius football mind or anything. The last thing that I will say here is I would not be feeling optimistic and saying the same thing if it was Fred Warner versus Nick Bosa. Hmm. Fred Warner would be the deal breaker, game, season ending, you know, and I don't want to wish anything because he's the man and he's one of the greatest players in the NFL and he is the lifeblood of both the defense and the team. As long as we've got him and we've got Saleh, we really can maintain that consistency, that feeling from the last game. And what better time for a character-building win? the way that they won this last weekend and enter the season 3-0 to have this something like this happen. So they feel like they can beat anybody, and I really do believe that that is still the case. So, yeah.
All right.
Take my call, guys.
There's some optimism for you, and it centers on Robert Saleh. That is a piece of silver lining. You'd probably rather have Robert Saleh be the defensive coordinator of a team that just lost Nick Bosa. Small solace, but it counts.
Yeah, and you know what? You hit me like a bag of bricks when you said, without saying it, Stoney, it's football. It's a violent sport. Look on the other side. Connor out for the year with that gruesome injury he had. And when you watched his play in real time, did you think he was seriously hurt? What I didn't like is there wasn't collision. It was just, you know, what do you call it, non-contact.
Yeah, I didn't know what to make of it. And I must have missed where he gave his thumbs down
to his parents
or whatever. But, you know, I saw him laying around over there, which obviously wasn't good.
Now if you're the Niners, you're looking at every practice squad, every roster, right? Because, you know, you're going to give it the old college try. But, Stoney, this is why you got Lynch. And I'm not saying, again, Lawrence Taylor or Reggie White, rest in peace, are out there. But, man, you got to scour everything you can to try to see if somehow you could find a diamond in the rough, because this hurts. And now everything that you've accomplished through 3 weeks and, you know, that had everybody saying, okay, hey, they're on to something. Now that gets tested just this week against Jacksonville because you lose somebody like Bosa.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers win yesterday, but they find out today that Nick Bosa is going to be out for the rest of the year. Torn ACL, and boy, just a tough piece of news for the Niners, who've already been banged up early this season. The energy was so positive because, you know, they're closer to getting guys back now than they had been in terms of Kittle and Purdy and Jennings. But now they find out Bosa's not going to be around for the rest of the year. And so with a 3-0 team right now, and you're a San Francisco 49er fan, how much sting does this take out of yesterday's win? Or juice, if you will.
What if I told you all of it for me?
Yeah. No, I was just wondering, has anything changed? I mean, I hate to – well, I don't hate to say it, but I still think the upside is they're in first place in the NFC West.
Facts.
And to my way of thinking, they're still every bit the contender they were. I still think they can win the NFC West. Just got a little harder, no doubt, but they got to play without Nick Bosa, and they got to find wins somewhere on this schedule.
Yep. Wow, man. Not the first time somebody said I'm doing a 180, but it's kind of funny that you're there. And I was coming in here on a high about what I've seen, but you're asking me, Stoney, can this keep up and can they duct tape it and gorilla glue it without Bosa, who was off to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A good start, and I called him out before the season. I wanted to see more, and we talked about the fumble recovery, what he did in Seattle, and now you don't have that all year long. So, you know, I'm a whole Dolph Steiny. I still think somehow they can get to 10 wins. I don't know what that means, but I just know on the defensive side of the ball now, not for a week, not for 2 weeks or three. I mean, those are big shoes to fill.
This was Kyle Shanahan talking about the defensive effort yesterday after Bosa went out.
I've just been so proud of the guys in all three games. All three of those games were games that could have gone either way. I've had to overcome a lot in those games, going into them with some injuries and some people we've lost during the games in all three. I think, you know, those were some of the games that I think we struggled to win last year. And to have three like that and to win all three, can't say enough about the guys in there.
That was Kyle Shanahan talking about the defense, which has been solid through three games.
Yeah, and Mikael Williams, Stoney, I like what I saw in the run game. Now all of a sudden, you know, all the positivity we've seen from him, along with the rest of his teammates, they got to take it up a notch. Alfred Williams, the rest of the gang, and Fred Warner looking like DPOY through 3 weeks, Stoney, but he's your dude. And a secondary's best friend, I ain't got to tell you, is pass rush. So now, can they get home without 97? I mean, that's the question.
This is more from Adam Schefter of ESPN. If you're just joining us, Nick Bosa's torn his ACL, and he's going to be out for the rest of the year. Adam Schefter broke that news today, and here's him adding some detail to his report.
Well, it turns out, Matt, that the tests on Nick Bosa's knee showed a torn ACL, a season-ending torn ACL. It's a clean tear. But nonetheless, he's going to require surgery that's going to end his season. When we saw Nick Bosa walk off the field yesterday, he flashed a thumbs down. He sensed that something was wrong at that time. Now, after the game, Kyle Shanahan said that they felt like his ACL was intact. That's what the first test on the field showed. But further testing today, an MRI showed just minutes ago that ACL was in fact torn. It's the second time in his career that he has torn his ACL. It's on the same knee. He did it against the Jets at MetLife Stadium, and now he did it again yesterday against the Arizona Cardinals. A huge loss for a 49ers defense that was off to a strong start. They now will have to make do without their best defensive player.
All right, that was Adam Schefter. Now, he had a subsequent report where he said it was a different knee.
Oh, all right.
So I think he corrected that report and made it clear that it was a different knee than the one he hurt in New York. But apparently it's the same knee that he tore his ACL in high school. You going to add something, Risotto?
Yeah, this is the right knee. So this is the second report that Schefter had. He said, this is the second time Nick Bosa's torn his ACL in his NFL career. His first what he said in that clip against the Jets in 2020. And this is his right knee. The last one was his left knee.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right.
And in high school, he tore his right one. The same.
Yep. Yeah.
So where do the Niners go from here? I mean, I'll tell you exactly where. Jacksonville. And they got a game next week that they have every right to expect they can win if they play well. And you got to keep winning as many games as you possibly can, because the only way you're going deep into the playoffs is if you make the playoffs in the first place, and that's step one.
Yeah, and that Jacksonville, I believe, is at home, Stoney, so that'll be your second home game, and that's all you can do as a player, right? You don't train. You don't do anything differently. I mean, this sucks. This hurts. But, man, you just think about the guys that I can go down. Mustafa, you know, started the season. He wasn't ready to go after having a tearing what? His ACL, I believe, or Achilles. And then you got this one with Bosa. And then you got Kittle. It just seems like it doesn't end, man.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Will in Oakland. Hey, Will, how you doing?
Doing about as well as you can with the news, fellas. I was, like Guru, very ecstatic after the win yesterday. You know, we found a way to win with basically half of our payroll out the last few weeks. And you just get the news. It didn't look too bad. You know, yeah. He was jogging. It was eerily similar to, like, remember when Klay Thompson in game 6 of the finals, he's doing jumping jacks in the hallway. He you're kind of optimistic, like maybe it can make it work. But you just get the news, it's gutting. You know, man, it's been a rough stretch because for me, as a Niners fan, I was born in 93, so I haven't gotten to see a Super Bowl title. And I've been so close, whether it was 2011 at the stick with the Kyle Williams fumbles, you know, 2012 Super Bowl against the Ravens, the Sherman, you know, in Seattle incident with Crabtree, and then these four NFC championships and two Super Bowl appearances in the last 6 years. It's tough. It's tough, man. But, you know, I think I'd be interested to hear your guys' take on this because it's crazy to me that we have arguably the best, not even arguably, I think Fred Warner, we could all say at this point, is the best linebacker in the game. And then George Kittle is one of, if not the best tight end in football. And they wouldn't even be in my top three most important players on the Niners. It's Trent Williams for me. It's Nick Bosa. And honestly, he's a running back. But Christian McCaffrey, what he does and everything is in my top three is like the most important Niners. And losing that one-of-one pass rusher that Bosa is just, it really took a hit to our Super Bowl chances. And it really hurts on so many different levels. You know, like Guru said earlier, man, give me 2-1 over this pain right now because it sucks. The one, you know, silver lining out of this, I'm seeing Twitter kind of thinking like me right now when I logged in. Trey Hendrickson, what's the deal with that? You know, he signed for one more year with Cincinnati, but he's a free agent next year. If Cincinnati thinks he's going to jump ship, why not try to go after him? We love Bosa here, right? Hendrickson has the most sacks since 2023 in the National Football League. So, there's something out there. There might be a chance to go grab him. That would be kind of a lifeline, at least to give us a little bit of sense of hope, but gutted right now. I'd be interested to hear who are your top and most important Niners players, and what do you guys think about Trey Hendrickson? Niners fans, let's bound together, man. It's tough times, but we'll rally through this. Thanks, guys.
All right, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
I'll say this to that, Stoney, and I love Hendrickson, 17 sacks last year for Cincinnati, and life without Burrow didn't get off to a great start yesterday, getting crushed by Minnesota, but I don't think the Niners have the money to take on Hendrickson's contract. So, I mean, that name, you would be like, oh, hell yes, bring him in, but I don't know. I don't know how you can finesse – or what have you, but man, oh man, Stoney, this is crippling, and I'll say this, who are your three most important guys, because Bosa's in my top three, but Warner is too.
Warner, I think, you know,
incredible,
I mean, if you're asking me, would I rather lose Bosa or Warner, I guess Bosa, but, I mean, they're both great players. I think Purdy's obviously very important to this team, and McCaffrey. They've got a lot of guys who...
Well, we seen McCaffrey last year. The season just went down the drain.
Let's go to Matt in Napa. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, guys. I'm actually in a good mood because I'm ready for some Lions football tonight. Cause I'm
all right.
But, you know, Lions had 21 guys on IR last year. They lost their best defensive end last year. They lost their defensive tackle last year. It's not going to come out about your defensive line. It's going to come about the safeties and the corners are going to need to step up. And with Sela there, I think those safeties, and I hate the Niners, but I think if they can get those corners and the safeties to play the right way, you're going to miss him, but you can still get out the year and still win some games and still make the playoffs. And first place, Steiny, doesn't always mean a great thing. Lions were first place last year, and they lost to Washington, and they were 12-5 last year. So it's going to come down to the defensive players stepping up, and that's what I saw last year with the Lions. Players stepping up and trying to get a role player from Kmart, Farmer Jack, Meyer, wherever you want to find these guys. That's what the Lions had to do.
Yeah, it felt like
they got nobody's last year to fill in these spots.
It felt like that caught up with them in the postseason, though.
It definitely did. But same time of injury as October is when Hutchinson got hurt. September is now when Bosa got hurt. So it catches up to you, but I think it's going to be next year that's going to be the really big one because you're paying Bosa and it's going to take him another year to fully get back into playing football after an ACL injury. This year is going to be okay. I think it's next year is going to be the tough year for him because they got the big contracts next year.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate Matt Napa.
And I'm just keeping it real with you, Stoney. That's what we do. But, I mean, you scored 17 and you won against Seattle, but you only gave up 13. You just wonder now how much more pressure is on the offense to get more production. I know you scored 26 against New Orleans, but just 16 yesterday. Like, if the defense were to take a step back, and it has all the ingredients to do that without 97 coming after the passer, I mean, it's imperative that you get guys back and keep them healthy offensively so you can put up more points.
888-957-9570 is the number. The Niners improved to 3-0 yesterday. Today they find out they won't have Nick Bosa for the rest of the year. He tore his ACL, and the 49ers now play Jacksonville this upcoming weekend. And, you know, obviously that's a game they can still win, but it's going to make things tougher. Defense was humming, and now they got to figure out a way to get it done without Nick Bosa.
Yeah, and I'm sitting up here, and rightfully so, I'm not the only one singing the praises of what I've seen from these youngsters as second-year players on defense, Donnie. But now you talk about, you know, baby steps. Now you're in the deep end of the pool, you know, and the object is don't drown, because now I feel like, you know, just when I hear this news, quarterbacks are going to have just a tad bit more time until we see otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, the question I have for some 49er fans is, as difficult as this injury is, and it's difficult, I mean, the 49ers have played without their stars before. I mean, they played the last two games without Purdy, and they got a win. They played last season without McCaffrey, and they felt the pain of that. Mm. They don't have Ayuk. They've been playing without him for almost coming up on a full year at this point. George Kittle always has been talked about as a hugely important player. They just won two games without George Kittle. So how do you put Bosa and into this group, and what the 49ers are going to be able to overcome in the short term and in the long term? I mean, when you talk about guys you can't win without, do they even have a player they can't win without? Because that's the thing about Kyle Shanahan. I always feel like he can make up for a loss or two.
Well, McCaffrey, I think, proves that, right? Or do you say that was injury? Yes, last year they were without him, and it would play for it was over. Would that constitute a no for you? Because to me, it's like that guy.
Well, so that's kind of what I'm asking. I mean, how much of McCaffrey's injury last year cost the 49ers their season? Was it? That's my point. Is if his injury last year is the reason 49er fans look back and say McCaffrey injury was the reason we didn't make the playoffs, is Bosa as important as McCaffrey? Like, do you feel a sense of doom like you may have for McCaffrey? This is kind of what I'm talking about with McCaffrey, one of the best running backs, obviously, in the NFL. You only won six games last year without him, but the running game moved along with Jordan Mason, at least for, you know, 6 or 8 weeks. So how do you overcome the injury to Nick Bosa if you're the San Francisco 49ers and Robert Saleh as we head to week four next week?
Well, I'll tell you what, man, I'd be a liar if I came in here after I came in here on cloud nine about what I've seen on this defensive side of the ball and the youngsters. So last year you didn't have Robert Saleh. You didn't have Mykael Williams and Upton Stouts of the world and all these other guys that are, you know, Alfred Collins trying to help you. So, Stoney, I want to say All-State, you're in good hands because last year you didn't have that at your disposal. But, man, until I see it, how can I not have confidence or get that confidence if I'm a Niner fan that, you know, everything is going to be copacetic? Like, I mean, this is a big blow. How big? I don't know.
888-957-9570 is the number. You know, the other thing I was thinking is, I don't know if I'd call this a silver lining. It's probably way too strong. But we've talked about injuries a lot with Kyle Shanahan's teams. And I guess if you're looking for a bright side, they've played without stars before. Hell, they've played without their stars a lot of the tenure during Kyle Shanahan's coaching history here. 8+ years. I mean, they've won without Purdy this year. They've won without Kittle this year. McCaffrey was hurt last year. Ayuk's hurt last year, hurt this year. I mean, the way I look at injuries, at least as it relates to the Niners, is at some point, it's who you become. And Evan, who's not here, put up those rankings of the 49ers' injury history under Kyle Shanahan, and the reality of the situation is this is kind of more par for the course than anything else. Yeah. This team has suffered a lot of injuries. We don't know the reason. There are probably a million reasons, but at some point, I think you just, at what point are you not snake bit? You just have players that get injured all the time.
I know we're up against it. I would just say, damn, Stoney, when you say it like that, it sounds like you got the antidote to kind of prevent that, but you don't. But I'll say this, last time Bosa in 2020, Stoney, when he went down early as he did, two games in, they were 6-10. And I know that was years ago, but, man, you just, you know, I'm riding high and I ain't by myself with this defense and these youngsters, but now you're asking them to come together. And Robert Saleh, who better to have, right, to see if he can kind of trick it up, Stoney, and dial it up to where you kind of you miss him, but it doesn't kill you.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Nick Bosa, today we found out he tore his ACL. He's going to be out all season long, and now the 49ers, who started the season 3-0, they got to play the rest of the year without either their best defensive player or their second best defensive player, depending on who you like more, Warner or Bosa. I would say, just not that it matters.
Yeah,
I call him my second best defender, just because in a perverse way, I'd rather lose Bosa than Warner. That's just me.
Well, no, you're not by yourself.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.